Australians are upset with Facebook. The outrage revolves around a photo of two Aboriginal women. They're covered in body paint and performing a traditional ceremony in public. The women also happen to be topless. Facebook says the picture violated its community standards policy. That got me curious about how the policy actually works. PRI's social media editor, Austin Federa, is here to explain it to me. Austin, how does Facebook determine what is okay for eyes to see and what isn't?
So Facebook's got this kind of very rough outline of standards that they try to have everything on their site abide by. So this applies to articles you might post or photos that someone might upload themselves or posts that someone might make. So with this photo, the part of it that Facebook has actually said is the problem is that it shows a complete female nipple. And that's just a hard line for them that if something goes into that, they don't allow it on their site.
So in the case of this Australian photo, did it simply disappear or did somebody report it to Facebook? Then Facebook disappears it? How does that actually work?
Yeah, so there's actually very little transparency when it comes to this sort of thing. We have a lot of trouble, people who work with Facebook from either the content provider or just journalists looking in to try and figure out what's going on. Facebook really doesn't tell us why they take something down. They might send a message to the user, but in this case, all that this person got who posted this was something that said, this has violated the community standards guide of Facebook. These decisions are actually made by a huge number of people working in offices all around the world that their entire job is just to look at content that comes into Facebook that someone flags or reports for some reason.
Do the Facebook community standards policy, does it work differently from country to country, or is there a uniform policy?
Yeah, so the policy is supposed to universally apply to every user on Facebook. Of course, that's not quite the way it works in practice. Facebook will actually comply with government requests to take down certain kinds of information that may violate state laws. Some of the very minor versions of this are in Germany. They'll take down posts that are relating to the denial of the Holocaust because that's actually illegal in Germany. But there are many other countries around the world where they will just remove posts because the government doesn't like them. In the last set of data we have from Facebook, which goes from January to June of 2015, they blocked 20,000 pieces of content. That's either images or videos or articles. And the biggest offenders in that were India, which made up 3/4 of it, and Turkey, which made up roughly the remainder.
After this mess in Australia, do you think the company will respond differently?
I mean, every time this sort of happens, like the people of us who work in social media, we kind of hope that they'll take a new approach to it. I think what's happening is that their algorithms are starting to learn what people get offended by, what kinds of images, and they're just not showing them to them anymore. And that's its own problem, too, about the freedom of information spread across the world. But there are issues that Facebook just has historically not backed down on, and I don't see any reason to think they're going to necessarily change on this one.
I would think they would be open to being accused of colluding with repressive governments that don't allow certain things. Does that ever happen?
There are certainly people who are upset about that and concerned about it. Google gets accused of the same thing nowadays. They famously pulled out of China and then changed their policy after that. These are business decisions, and I think we just need to keep in mind that these are not nonprofit altruistic organizations. These are places that are looking to get the most users and the most money in the best ways that they can. And there are definitely times when that means bending to the will of governments that we in the United States may not be happy to see them do.
Austin Federa works in social media for PRI.org. Thanks, Austin.
Thank you.
If you want to see the story and the photos that ignited this controversy, you can. We actually have it up on our Facebook page, which you can reach at facebook.com/PRI the world. And while we're not too worried, we can't make any promises about how long they'll stay there.